back for a woman whose husband hasn't died, that he's just up and left her.
Mm-mm.
That grass would.
Oh, yeah, if I heard of that, but...
What does that mean?
Well, I was thinking that a long time ago, that meant more or less somebody had been divorced rather than just up and left her. But could be either way. I've heard that expression of grass widow.
You have any idea why she would be called that?
No. Out on the grass.
Well, the only thing I got for it, the fellow said that, well, he figured called grass widow because of, you know the saying about the grass is greener.
Yeah.
And it's all something there to grow.
That could be true.
So you name the child is known by just within his family. He might be his name might be James, but they would call him something completely.
A nickname?
Yes, ma'am. I've heard that called either a pet name or a basket name.
Well, maybe a pet name. Mm-hmm. Usually we call it a nickname, though.
I see.
I don't know why a nickname. Yeah. That's a funny expression, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. And this thing that has wheels on it that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down and you can, you know.
A carriage?
Yes, ma'am.
Baby carriage.
What would you say that you would do it? You might say, well, I think I'll put the baby in the carriage and go...
Strolling?
Strolling, okay. Or, let's say, speaking in terms of boys being grown up, if you had one that was 20, one that was 15, and one that was 10, you would say the one that was 20 was the...
Older?
Or if you would use the term grown in there somewhere, the one that was 20 would be the...
I don't know.
Most grown up or
something like that.
And say a person's children would consist of his sons and his...
Daughters.
Right, or his boys and his...
Girls.
Say a woman is about to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
Heard any other terms for that if somebody just didn't want to come out and say she was pregnant?
Well, I'm sure I have, but right on, can't think of it now.
Maybe she's expecting?
Yes, I heard that.
Would you suppose that would be considered old fashioned?
Say she's expecting. Well, I guess it would. Because people didn't used to talk like they do these days.
Everybody say, well, she's in the family way?
Yes, I've heard that too.
Uh-huh. Or in days when there weren't too many doctors available, a woman that might be called to assist.
Yeah, midwife.
You ever known any people who were midwives?
Mm-hmm.
Or say if a boy has the same color hair and same color eyes as his father, and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you'd say that the boy...
Looks like his father.
Or maybe to a child that's been misbehaving, you might say something like, well, now, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a...
Give you a spanking, give you a whipping.
You might say, talking about two girls, say, well, now Jane is a loving child, but Peggy's a lot